Hello everybody, it's Jordan Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This video is about the local elections in England, which took place on Thursday, and the full results have only just come through now. Anyway, so it is a truly dreadful night for the Conservative and Unionist Party, a bad one for Labour, and it's a triumph for Reform UK. Now, it was forecast that Reform United Kingdom would make massive gains, and they did. But partly because Reform UK had almost no councillors beforehand. They scarcely even tried in May 2024. They're much more focused on the upcoming Westminster election, in which, of course, they got five MPs elected, the first ever Reform UK MPs. And then the takeaway from this is disillusionment with the two major parties. Moreover, the Conservatives are actually even more unpopular than they were a year ago. So, I was saying the Conservative Party would lose over 500 councillors. They've lost 676, which is in a line with their worst possible expectation. They had a range of how much they knew, so they knew they were going to lose. Since the late 1990s, the Conservative strategy in these situations is always to say, OK, it's going to be very tough for us, and forecast some sort of loss, actually worse than they expect. So when they get the real result, it's say, oh, it's not as bad as we thought. But this is probably worse than the Conservatives predicted. Reform UK gained 677 councillors. But note, that's almost exactly the same number as the Tories have lost. So Reform UK gained 677 and the Conservatives lost 676. So that's mostly Conservative wards they're gaining. The Liberal Democrats up 370. So an excellent night for, they're up 163. Yeah, so they're up to 370 now. So an excellent night for them. Labour's down 186. So a very bad night for them. Obviously not as bad as the Tories. And the Labour have got 99. Bear in mind, these are only held in a few counties of South Britain. So it's not representative. The very overwhelmingly Labour areas like Manchester, London, Birmingham, they didn't have these local elections, which skews it. So it was mostly Conservative held seats that were up for grabs. Independents are on 89, down 20. Why? Is because people who vote for minor parties, independent, have now switched to minor parties like the Greens or Reform United Kingdom. And the Greens are up to 80 seats, having gained 45. So, you know, Greens, they've more than doubled in these seats. So it's very good news for them. So the duopoly parties, Labour and Conservative, is very worrying for them. I call them duopoly because it's only ever been Labour or Conservative have been the governing party since 1922. You could even say earlier, I suppose, since 1916, since Lloyd George, a Liberal Prime Minister, formed a coalition which was mostly Conservative. That's right, a Liberal Prime Minister with a two-thirds Conservative cabinet. So why? Disappointment with Labour, which is not delivering. You know, crime is going up, especially shoplifting, massive illegal immigration, huge waste of money, cutting back the fuel allowance to pensioners, and. I mean, really no sign of improvement on the NHS, the doctors, nurses, teachers. They gave Labour a year to up their game, no strikes. And now they're talking about strikes and things like that. The cost of living, net zero, is putting up fuel prices and things like that. So Labour voted in partly because they're not the Conservatives, the only one who can kick out the Conservatives. That done, they've got to deliver, and they're not delivering. But Kemi Badenoch, well, is terrible for her. So far, no calls for her to go as leader. But I think they will give her another year at least. But then again, you know, Keir Starmer, Labour leader, he lost the local elections in 2021. He still went on to win the general election 3 years later. But obviously, Labour's was not as unpopular then as the Conservatives are now, and so on. Kemi Badenoch, her advantage is she's against a government which is not popular, and Keir Starmer is totally uncharismatic. But her disadvantage is Reform United Kingdom is a very serious force, and more donations going to them. Goodness. So what is to be done? Conservatives need to take a long, hard look at themselves. And I know you might say the local elections, but that's about filling in potholes and personal care and alternative provision and education and licensing takeaways and restaurants and developments as in housing schemes repairing the pavements and street lighting, looking after the parks and the playgrounds, and authorizing fireworks and bonfires and stuff like that. And all that's true. However, that's not the way the public perceive it. The public, they don't compartmentalize Westminster politics, local politics. A lot of them are basing on this on local politics. So Reform UK, they've gained control of a lot of councils. They've got another MP, Sarah Potchin, as I posted. And I don't think anyone saw that one coming. People thought they'd give Labour a run for their money in Runcorn, but that Labour would actually would hold the seat. Okay, so anyway, Reform UK are holding several councils now. They now control County Durham, Lancashire, Lincolnshire, Nottinghamshire, Derbyshire, Staffordshire, North Northamptonshire, and indeed Kent, Nigel Farage's native Kent. Now, the Liberal Democrats have gained some, Cambridgeshire, Oxfordshire, and Shropshire. There's several counties with no overall control. As I say, two or more parties have to share office at a local level, like Northumberland, Devon, Cornwall, Wiltshire, Worcestershire, Gloucestershire, Warwickshire, Leicestershire, Buckinghamshire, and Hertfordshire. Okay, so you can see it's the minor parties, Reform UK and the Liberal Democrats, they're the ones who've really gained them. So it's a big warning to the big two, to Labour and Conservative, to improve. How are they going to improve? Some Labour MP said, we've got to do something about illegal immigration. People are frustrated about that. Unless you're an extreme leftist, you recognise that the country needs borders, and to have any immigration policy at all means no, not everyone gets in, and people do have to be deported. And we're spending so much keeping these people in hotels. That Reform UK MP, Andrew Jenkins, said they should be made to live in tents, not hotels. Now, one of that is a bit harsh. I mean, it might be okay camping in tents in the summer, but people are waiting for their claims to be assessed for years, and they can't live in a tent for years. What about in the winter? And what have they got? Health problems. It's going to exacerbate. It's going to be too damp, too cold. I just don't think that's viable. And I agree you want to bring the cost of doing this down, but she says that we mustn't spend too much money and don't make it too comfortable. If you come in as an asylum seeker, you're telling us we are saving your life. So beggars can't be choosers. Say, oh, it's not good enough for me, this hotel. I want a more expensive one. Did you really have a better life back in Afghanistan or Burkina Faso, wherever it was? So obviously, we should get loads of thanks and praise. They're living off our money, you know, all their food, all their healthcare, all their education, everything they get. All right. And yeah, they mustn't be starved. They must be treated humanely. But no, they don't have to have a bed of roses. The other thing is, net zero, is that even viable? Because that makes the cost of energy so high. We obviously need that for heating, for lighting, for cooking, for all sorts of commercial activities. Businesses run on that. Trains run on electricity in many cases. Some cars do. And this fixation with net zero is making the cost of living too high. And I want net zero, but I think that the date for it might have to be pushed back. So there's major pressure on Labour to deliver, to make life better. How have they made life better? How? I mean, I can't think of a single way. And okay, no strikes for a year in the public sector, but that's coming to an end. Goodness. So we live in fascinating times. Yeah, the real winner of this is definitely Nigel Farage. And they'll do what the Liberal Democrats do, start off winning council seats and turn that into winning parliamentary seats. People know their local councillor or their directly elected mayor, and he or she then stands for election to parliament. They have a presence. Reform UK cannot be dismissed as a joke. They're not a one-hit wonder. They're going to be here for some time. They're going to be a serious force for a decade. I thought they might shrivel up after 2024 election, but that appears not to be the case. And that's probably more of a problem for the Conservatives than it is for Labour. But, you know, they do have a presence in some former Labour areas. But I think a bit like UKIP, after about 10 years, they'll collapse. I mean, I know UKIP was founded in 1992, but winning the 2024, was it European elections, 2004, being a major force, and then sort of after the Brexit referendum, collapsing. But and then they went to Reform UK, the Brexit party, and then it was Reform UK. Okay, goodbye then.